Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A mother grizzly was killed by the state after getting into human food and dead horse. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reports shooting the bear Thursday and capturing her two cubs after repeated efforts to scare off the animals failed. Fish and Game Regional Management Coordinator Doreen Parker McNeil says the 10-year-old, 300-pound female had lived in the area its entire life without causing problems, but had recently begun feeding on food discarded in non-bear-proof bins.
It doesn't take much for a bear to realize that they can get food scraps out of an open dumpster.
McNeil says the bear, which had learned to open doors and gotten into kitchens and food storage areas, could not be deterred with non-lethal means.
She couldn't be hazed. She would walk into areas where there were people hitting her with rubber bullets and bean bags and the loud cracker shells. Just didn't faze her.
The bear's cubs were flown to a zoo in Oakland, California. McNeil says Fish and Game personnel regret having to kill the mother bear, which was also the subject of long-running research by a state biologist.
She was a radio-collared bear, and Dick Scheidler had been studying her whole life. We've lost that.
McNeil says Fish and Game officials have advised Dead Horse area oil field workers to properly dispose of garbage.
We're hoping that the support industry will really redouble their efforts to educate their employees that food waste goes in food waste bins that are bear-proof.
McNeil adds that the North Slope Borough provides bear-proof bins. Last week's incident was the first in the Dead Horse area since 2001-2002, when a total of 7 bears were killed. Wildfire season is holding on in Alaska as warm, dry weather persists later than normal. The Alaska Fire Service reports that water-scooping planes and smoke jumpers corralled a new blaze north of Fort Yukon over the weekend. The Chauvin Lake fire was detected Saturday afternoon, burning within a mile and a half of native land allotments. The AFS says 4 water-scoopers made drops on the fire, which was mopped up yesterday by smoke jumpers at under 4 acres. A Fairbanks North Star Borough effort to clean up solid waste transfer sites is being extended and expanded. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Borough Solid Waste Division Director Bob Jordan says his staff is again getting a lot of positive feedback over a transfer site cleanup, this time from people who use the North Pole facility at 2740 Old Richardson Highway. Much like the public response to an earlier cleanup at a site at the east end of Farmers Loop Road.
The response was just overwhelmingly positive. In fact, even a little bit higher than the Farmers Loop East transfer site.
So, Jordan says the borough will continue the program at the North Pole site until October 31st, or the onset of winter weather, as it did earlier this month for the Farmers Loop East site.
People just like the cleaner site. They like the organized site. They like the fact they could come in and not, you know, find debris and garbage all over the ground.
The borough launched the cleanup campaign to halt the growing problem of trash scattered around the transfer sites, mainly by dumpster divers tossing it out as they rifle through the refuse. The borough also assigned on-site monitors to keep an eye out for other problems that have plagued the sites, such as graffiti, vandalism, and drug activity. And it cut the hours of operation from 24/7 to 12 hours daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Jordan says the reduced hours are a trade-off that's needed to better maintain the sites.
Make it manageable and be able to provide either staffing or a contractor there during those hours.
Jordan says the borough will extend the program to a third transfer site next month at the west end of Farmers Loop, across the road from a University of Alaska Fairbanks parking lot.
We'll shut it down at noon on the 9th for the afternoon and go ahead and get it cleaned up, and then reopen again starting the next morning on the August 10th. At 7 a.m.
Jordan says that'll be the last site to be cleaned up through the program this year. He says those 3 are among the borough's 5 major transfer sites. He says the Solid Waste Division doesn't have enough staff to continue monitoring the transfer sites, so the borough will hire a contractor for the duration of the program. A borough news release says the contractor will cost about $8,400 per month, and it says that'll be largely offset by the money saved from not having to keep cleaning up the sites so often. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
100 tons of gravel have restored a remote runway in the Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserve. The Galvin's airstrip along the Charley River was damaged by a 2012 flood. Preserve spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the 700-foot landing strip had been out of service until agency personnel teamed with volunteers from Alaska backcountry hunters and anglers to rebuild the severely eroded runway in June.
There were deep indentations and gaps in the coverage in the strip, so it essentially made it unusable. And they moved a tremendous amount of gravel. It was a huge amount of work.
Pfister says a helicopter with a bucket was used to ferry rock and gravel from the river to the nearby airstrip.
200,000 pounds of gravel was moved, and the rock was loaded by hand into the bucket and then moved a short distance to the strip itself, where then it was spread again by hand.
Pfister says the Galvin strip is valuable because it provides access at a point where water levels on the Charley River are generally high enough for larger boats. She says in the years since the landing strip was damaged, floaters have had to put in 40 miles upriver at the Three Fingers airstrip.
Really made the river mostly inaccessible to anyone trying to float with something larger than a pack raft.
Pfister says the project, completed over 10 days, has readied the Galvin strip in time for late summer and fall floating and hunting trips. I'm Dan Bross.